Hi, this is the Developer's Guide to Windows 10 Preview. I'm Andy Wigley, a developer evangelist working out of Microsoft in the UK.
And I'm Jerry Nixon, also a developer evangelist out of the United States here in Colorado.
Cool. And this is a session about inking support in Windows 10. Very exciting technology available across all our platforms now and a new API.
That's right. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about pen and ink. Windows 10 really brings it to us. We've dabbled in other platforms and other iterations. Now we've really got it going on. So we'll talk about a little bit about why ink and then what Windows 10 really brings to us. So let's consider this. Why ink in the first place? Well, what could be more human than inking? I mean, it's the way that we can really express ourselves. It's very immediate, right? You can grab a napkin and start drawing your idea, and people immediately can start to be in the same mindset as you. That's what inking can bring to your application as well. It's also very expressive. I can type something to you, Andy, and you know, it'll say something, but it could be quite sterile or misconstrued, or I could really emphasize something with inking or just drawing on it. And it's very personal as well, very unique, you know, yeah. Something that I've been doing.
And we've had this kind of disconnect, haven't we, between the old-fashioned, if you like, paper and pen, which has that personality about it, and the modern computing world. So wouldn't it be great if we could really get those to work well together?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's great. With Windows 10, it's as easy as pen and paper, but with the power of computer, that really gives us a lot of options on the other side. So we first give them the modality that people are used to, and then we can do so much more. So let's consider the power of digital ink. So first of all, it's worth saying that we're not just using a pen. So you certainly can use a pen. That's a full digitized pen that gives you that accuracy that you really like. But you can also use a stylus. You know, it basically acts as your finger, or you could use your finger, and you could ink that way as well. You may not have the fidelity or the detail control like you would with a pen, but you still have the option, which is really neat because it expands ink now to a whole, to everything, to absolutely everything that has some sort of interface, some sort of pointer interface, so either mouse or finger. And so what do you do with that ink is what you do next, and that's why it's the power of a computer. The first thing is, I could just leave it as ink. I deploy it or I send it off to you, dispatch it, I guess, over to you, and you get to see it as the ink, and that's the way it's expressed. There are other things I could do. I could add metadata to it, you know, for example, search, if you know what I mean, and then you could also convert it. So I could convert it to a shape. You're drawing squares. I need to convert it to a proper square, or maybe the text, and I could read the text that you're doing as well. So there's a lot of neat things that I can do, not only because it's inking, but because I have all of this power on the underside now. So consider this. I'm going to work for a hotel, and you're going to be my guest, and so I'll be the concierge, and you come over, and you say, Jerry, I'm looking for some vegetarian tacos.
Yep.
And so, well, Mr. Wigley, that's easy enough. You want to go right here. Now, I could have done this a handful of ways. I could draw on the map, or I could start explaining, you know, go here, turn left, go here, turn right, go here, two stoplights, then turn left again. And that would be the same directions that you would have otherwise, but how expressive is it, and how accurate and accessible is it when I can draw it?
Yeah.
The other thing is, because this is digital, it allows me, I can zoom in, right? This is a vector drawing that I have, and so I can go at any level and I don't lose any of the fidelity. But you can also see the thickness of the line changes here as well, because I could sense pressure if I want to. Of course, all of this is going to be hardware dependent. Not all hardware is going to support a pen. You have to use a finger. Not all hardware is going to support pressure. You know, it just sort of depends. But when it does, it's a beautiful thing. And more hardware we're seeing really does have that support. So consider this, right? I could write out an email, and this is really I could write it right to you. This is sort of the perfect use case where I could send an email to you, and it's kind of neat, right? I could write it out so that I get the feel for it, but maybe that's not right for you. I could send it to you, but your application doesn't receive inking. So that's great, right? We're running this on a computer, and we have all kinds of functionality around it as well. So I could convert this then to text, and I can have it however it is that I want it to do. So again, it's as easy as pen and paper, but it's the power of a computer. A lot of neat things going on here. That's traditional, but here's sort of an untraditional sort of use of inking. So I could go in, perhaps it's a game, and overlaid on this game, I have the inking canvas. So I can go in and draw things and say, look over here for this, look over here for this maze, don't forget the treasure is right here. Where we might think a typical use case, now that inking can be anywhere on any device, we could start interacting and introducing it in all of our different applications. So it's very specific how it's introduced in Windows 10. So let's talk specifically about direct ink. So direct ink is the family of technologies. And so one of the cool and probably most important aspects of direct ink is that it's low latency on every device.
Yeah.
Latency is a tricky thing.
Yeah, that's crucial, isn't it? Because that's really is a crucial characteristic. Because when we draw with a pen, we used to know latency. And anything noticeable is like a nuisance.
If I'm drawing along and the line slowly follows my pen.
That's a bad experience. And that they reckon about 50 milliseconds. It seems to be the kind of thing that's not noticeable. And it needs to be less than that. So it's kind of demanding.
There are two aspects, too. You know, there's hardware latency and software latency. We can't do anything about the hardware latency. It is what it is. What we can do is the software latency. And so what you see in our implementation is the lowest possible software latency we can pull together, all the way across devices, by the way. So I can run it on a phone that's not a super powerhouse phone and still have a great experience with it. Yeah. Pretty neat.
Yeah, and we're driving a lot of the work with this gets driven to the graphics processing unit. So DirectInc is leveraging the DirectX work of working on the GPU. So we're keeping that good responsiveness for the user on the UI thread, and then we're offloading a lot of this kind of hard recognition stuff off to the GPU.
Important in this ink canvas, too, is not just that it can do simple ink, but also that it can do some complex or comprehensive things. So that pressure sensitivity is really valuable, especially if you're building a type of app that maybe is a drawing application, and you really want to give the artist some control. But we also have palm recognition, because it's not unusual to drag your palm along on the screen, and you're not trying to draw a line at all, you're just dragging your palm along as you write. So that palm recognition, so that we can exclude that, is really important, and the support for finger inking. So if you don't have a pen, you still have an option. That is just terrific as well. And so it's important to say this is very extensible. These are the basic functionality that are given to developers out of the box. But if you need to go that next level, you can absolutely do it. You can see where it's already been done in Office. We've already done that in OneNote. And so OneNote uses the same technology. So you can trust, not only does it work, but it works really well. And it has to be extensible because, as you know, OneNote really does a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so how are we going to use this? It's wonderful how simple this is to use. I mean, honestly,
Great.
It is. And here it is, right? We have
is that
the
it?
Canvas.
Okay.
And we're done. All right. So,
yeah, good.
Join us again. No, just kidding. And so, honestly, you add the ink canvas, and from there, you can extract the ink, save the ink, reload last session's ink, things like that. But as far as just enabling the drawing and having it work on the screen, you just make sure it has the right Z-index, right? Because you want to have it over whatever it is you're going to be writing. And it's transparent. And so from that point forward, as the user tries to ink, it starts inking. Maybe it'd make more sense if I showed you in a demo.
Yep.
Okay. So let me set this up here. Okay. So let's just start. This is a blank application. Nothing going on at all. I just want to add the ink canvas here for us. And so I'll add ink canvas again, not an extension or anything. This is part of UAP, and I'll just close it up here. So it'll take up all the space that I put in. So this is the full grid, and now I'll just run it. So no extra functionality right now. Just how quickly can I start implementing inking inside an application? And I'm done. I can type or write hello here. And just like we saw before, I can start to zoom in, and you can see it's all vector drawn, so I get a really high fidelity at any zoom level that I go to. And then I can ask the application from here, do you want to translate this into text for me, or interpret into text for me? Do I want to save this as a bitmap, or whatever it is that's correct for me? But to just enable inking in my application, it's a single control that I just add, and it's ready to go. It's up to me then to determine which functionality of that control I'm going to use. Pretty straightforward, don't you think?
Pretty easy. Yep.
Yeah, it really is.
Yep.
So we have the ink presenter, and so the ink presenter is behind it a series of APIs that allows us to do all the advanced functionality of recognizing handwriting and to save or restore any of that ink that we may have used from session to session, as well as change the color, change the thickness, things like that you might want to give a little bit more fidelity as well. So it right out of the box, you get it the way it is, and then if it's just not suiting your needs, the great news is it's right here. You can start enhancing it and making it kind of fit the use case that you've decided fit. And it wasn't always on every device. Now it is. And it wasn't always really for every type of application. Now it is. We have this ink canvas that you can just drop on, and not just traditional uses like you would in necessarily an email, but now you can have in these extended cases, like maybe in your game or maybe anywhere you can possibly think that the user could touch their screen, which is basically everywhere.
Yeah, and you can see great uses for like mobile workforce out, police or any field workers who want to quickly take a device and quickly draw stuff. You know, it's going to be really powerful.
It's just a quick way to communicate as well. You don't have to train people how to write. They already know how to write.
Sure.
And you don't have to train them how to look at handwriting and understand what's going on in a drawing. It's just really terrific. All right, this is the Developer's Guide to Windows 10 Preview. We've been talking about the new Ink Canvas and the ability to add ink to any application on any device. Go take a look at it, add it to your own application, and see if it's something that you could use to extend value in your own app. Then come back and watch another module with us.